Oh, so can you yodel? Of course I can. You've seen me. Are you going to yodel? No, I'm not. Why? Because I have several sets to do today, and I want to blow my voice. But these are songs that you have written, and you live here in White Springs, have for 2 years, and she has this beautiful Love's Journey CD here with a picture of the carillon and a beautiful picture of you right there. Are you ready to have at it?
I'm so ready, but I don't know if the sound...
Okay, well, after you've heard this lady, you're going to want her music. And so when you do, you could hawk these right out of your guitar, couldn't you? You could, yeah. Oh, cut them out. That's okay. Cut out the middle person. That's right. And just go. You got mine ready?
Well, yeah. Next time.
I'll go over there. It's okay.
Well, it's not ready yet.
While Lucinda Gale gets ready. Oh, wait a minute. This one's on now. All I'm trying to do is just get out of your way as soon as possible. And now I'm out of it. Please welcome Lucinda Gale.
To do one song for my husband. This song is all about how we met. We met over the telephone, and we decided to get married before we ever actually laid eyes on each other. And that's what this is all about. And the lines I talk about in this song are the telephone lines.
The sound of your the first time you spoke, in dreams I have heard you But today I awoke. The lines could not hold all the love your voice evoked. Don't you feel that it's true? It's all deja vu. I'm sure that we've been here before. That first touch so familiar, the smile that I knew, your eyes told a story of love ever true. Aching with memories, my arms reached out for you. Don't you feel that it's true? It's all deja vu. I'm sure that we've been here before. Through time ever searching, oh, where have you been? Our soul sweet spirit within. When we're one with each other, we'll be one in Him. Don't you feel that it's true? It's all deja vu. I'm sure that we I'm sure that we've been here before.
Thank you. I can hear me. Can you hear me? Well, that's it. Thank you very much. This next song is about a place I used to live. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Gilchrist County, but it's just down the road a piece. And it's one of the few places left that are natural Florida, kind of like this little spot. But in that county, they mostly have pine trees, palmettos, and cows. And we had 5 acres in the middle of all that. We had some nice oaks, too, but this song is all about that. And if I start it in the right key, I'll be able to finish it.
Nestled between cool waters, in spring country I love to roam. Between the Suwannee and Santa Fe, Gilchrist is the place I call home. This county called Gilchrist is a marvelous thing, with gopher tortoise and kites on the wing. It doesn't surprise me, it just gratifies me that its name has a spiritual ring. It's a short timer as counties go. Alachua gave it away, but it stood its ground, and it now can be found as a symbol of the last natural Florida. Nestled between cool waters, in spring country I love to roam. Between Suwannee and Santa Fe, Gilchrist is the place I call home. A shelter from all of life's worries and cares, its rivers flow calm and hammocks and bowers suggest a life set apart. And the old cracker cowman, now gone from these parts, holds a permanent place in our hearts. And although we must grow, we'll take our time, we'll take it slow. We won't let the loveliness fade, so that those who might follow will never forget this beautiful place that God made. Nestled between cool waters, in spring country I love to roam. Between the Suwannee and Santa Fe, Gilchrist is the place I call home. Gilchrist is where I belong.
Thank you. It's getting steamy. Getting steamy. There was a breeze a minute ago. It's turning right into the Florida Folk Festival we all know and love. If it wasn't 90, it wouldn't be Memorial Day. This next song is kind of what happens to you when you come to a festival like this. There are 10 stages of music. If this is your first time here, you need to move beyond this stage at some point because there's a whole...
Yeah.
You'll get great music here all day long. But, especially if you have little ones, there's other things beyond here. So you need to keep moving after you sit here for, several more sets.
Okay, alright.
Several more sets. This song is what happens to you when you come to one of these festivals, especially if you camp. And if I do it in the right key. Oh, yeah, there it is. That's twice. You know, it's the weather. Sometimes your voice changes, and sometimes that's really a good thing to do that, but I'm thinking not.
Oh, I was on my way to see this group I'd heard of for so long. They told me it's a must-see, wait till you hear their song. But suddenly I met someone I hadn't seen for years. And I said, hi, how you doing? And 2 hours later, festival time warp. Oh, I was on my way to meet my love. He'd waited patiently. I'll just amble by the powder room. He'll know where I will be. But then I heard this bluesy tune so mellow and so true. I'll just linger for a moment. And 2 hours later, festival time warp. And even though it seems I never get where I am going, I know I'm merely going where I'm truly, truly meant to, truly meant to be.
You know what? Doesn't matter.
And even though it seems I never get where I am going, I know I'm merely going where I'm truly meant to be. And although there's many things I feel I really should be knowing, I'm just kicking back and waiting for those things to come to me. So the next time you set off to find some serious libation, and the first thing that you know, you're swapping stories with old friends. Understand, we understand it. Yes, we've been there, we're not worried. 'Cause we'll all meet together sooner or later in that festival time warp.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have been... writing Florida songs for a little while. And this particular one happened when I
sort of ended up at the Will McLean Festival. I wasn't really singing there, but my family was asked to come and do something special for Ann Thomas, so we ended up there. I didn't usually go. This past year I went. This song kind of is about what that festival is all about, and what we're all really trying to do here, those of us who write Florida songs, is to tell people how a wonderful place this is and also to try to kind of preserve it. And this is all about Will McLean and Gamble Rogers and all those people, Don Grooms, who have gone before us. And we know they're all still here. That's kind of what this is about, because I was sitting around a campfire and that's what it felt like.
It's a hush and a story. It's a hush and a song. If you hush and you listen well, you can hear them sing along. Hear the voice of gentle troubadours when they tell the tales they've told. You can feel them all around you as the campfire's growing cold. They return to bring us hope and strength to continue with the fight. They return to bring encouragement as the day turns into night. It's a hush and a story. It's a hush and a song. If you hush and you listen well, you can hear them sing along. When their whispers blend with breezes soft in the hammock ever near, when we hear the owl cry mournfully, we know there's naught to fear. We're reminded to forever seek for the light within the dark. We're reminded that the night is short. Soon the day will bring the hawk. And if you think that we've forgotten you now that Gamble's moved along, if you think Will's fight has ended, oh, please listen to our songs. From the storyteller's sad lament to a tale of turtle tears, we will never stop, we'll not give. Long as there are those to hear, it's a hush and a story. It's a hush and a song. If you hush and you listen well, you can hear them sing along.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Total Tears, Amy Currie Webb. I dropped a chord, but who cares? I looked at Amy and I dropped a chord. So I knew I was going to sing. About her song. Okay, I just need to lighten it up a little bit. This song is about all you campers everywhere. You know you do it. This profession I have chosen doesn't always pay the rent. Traveling from town to town, our money's often spent. But we've discovered a solution when we haven't got a pot. We just pull into the Walmart parking lot. Like a fine bed and breakfast, the facilities are shared. Security is wonderful. We haven't got a care. So we pick us up some donuts and put on the coffee pot and have breakfast in the Walmart parking lot. We meet all kinds of people. They come from everywhere and some just stay. They never go away. If you watch, you can see them move from spot to spot, living in the Walmart parking lot. Now every time we travel, we always take a look to see if there's a Walmart we can book. 'Cause they always leave the light on and it really saves a lot. Camping in the Walmart parking lot. Yes, camping in the Walmart parking lot. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, guitar, new strings, damp day. Not a good combination. I know something's wrong somewhere, and I might find it. This next song is about, I had a song about Gilchrist County, which is where I lived for 5 years out in the sticks. And then I got this golden opportunity to buy a house right here in town. And I couldn't pass it up. So although I loved it out there, we've now moved to where people are again. And we're trying to reacclimate to that whole scene of actually having neighbors come by and knock on your door and have coffee and stuff. It's really wonderful. Besides, this park is my backyard and we walk in it all the time. But this... he hasn't given me the signal yet. So this song is what happened to me the first time I came to this festival in 1990. I came into town and we did the festival and I went back into town and I said, I want to live here. And it took me 14 years? Because we've been here too, so 14 years. But I finally made it. This is my front porch song. It was a White Springs kind of feeling that set my heart to reeling and told me this was where I ought to be. It was a White Springs kind of morning and it hit me without warning and its magic wrapped around me and I am oh so glad it found me. It was the sweetest feeling I had ever known, that I am home. And it's a White Springs kind of notion, you don't need a great big ocean, just a Suwannee flowing gently by your door. And it's those trees so softly swaying while the carillon is playing and the flowers dancing in the breeze to the Stephen Foster melodies that make me want to linger on her shore forevermore. And I'm reminded of those dear friends and gentle hearts whose poems, songs, and stories have all made this place renowned, and of the dances and romances that have done their part to perpetuate the mystery that was forged in ancient history, that when you enter here, you know you stand on hallowed ground. Yes, it's a White Springs kind of notion. You don't need a great big ocean, just the Suwannee flowing gently by your door. And it's those trees so softly swaying while the carillon is playing and the flowers dancing in the breeze to the Stephen Foster melodies that make me want to linger on her shore forevermore, forevermore.
forevermore.
Thank you very much. I don't know why the hands get sweaty, the picks start slipping around, and you get all nervous and drop chords, but this song is the one I should have done first, so that wouldn't happen. But I didn't, so... But I have learned over the years how to let go. And if you believe in a higher power of any sort, mine just happens to be in the Holy Spirit range, but it could be anything. But if you believe there's something else out there, then I finally figured out in my old age, it took me many, many years, and I finally figured out how to listen to that other power and let things happen in your life, and that's exactly what you do. Let them happen. You have to release control. Release. And it's so hard for somebody who is a control freak to do that, but I figured it out, and that's what this song is about.
Get out of the way. Let the spirit move. Yeah, get out of the way. What have you got? If you understand that the greatest power comes letting power go, you'll get out of the way and let the spirit move. If your troubles map flap around you as you play your prayers at night and you cry, Almighty God, oh please make everything all right, and then you get up in the morning. Closing off the door that lets that spirit come in. So get out of the way. Let the spirit move. Yeah, get out of the way. What have you got to lose? If you understand that the greatest power comes letting power go, you'll get out of the way and let the you carry the conceit to make you always know what's best. Then in this school called Earth, you'll never, never pass the test. I tell you, I have found the way to make my every dream come true. For such a simple thing, it seems so very hard to do. But every time I feel myself begin to of me, thinking I can do it better and control my destiny. Instead, I get out of the way. Let the spirit move. Yeah, get out of the way. What have I got to prove? Yes, I understand that the greatest power comes from letting. Let the spirit move. So get out of the way, yeah, and let the spirit move.
Thank you very much.
Listen to Gail. What is your last name?
Maynard.
Maynard, yeah. All this is stuff. There is an archive in Tallahassee where almost literally everything from every folk festival that's been done here is archived. And if you go over to Tallahassee to, it's the museum over there. It's the state museum. I'm deaf. You have to say it loud. It's R.A. Gray Building. Yes, you go to the R.A. Gray Building, and if you give them some time, they can find pretty much anything that's been done here, either on videotape, the later stuff, some of it, or a lot of it on audio tape. And the first year I was here was 1966, and about 20 years later, I was able to find that recording, and we were just as bad as I thought we were. We were horrible.